אנחנו קוראים ב
We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 370, Introduction to the Book of the Ten Sefirot, item 149. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 149, Introduction to the Ten Sefirot. Once we have reached thus far, we can provide some idea and discernment in the four worlds known in the wisdom of Kabbalah by the names Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah of Kedusha, and in the four worlds Abiyah of the Klipot, arrange one opposite the other, opposite the Abiyah of Kedusha. You will understand that in the four discernments of attainment of His providence, and in the four degrees of love. First, we shall explain the four worlds Abiyah of Kedusha, and we shall start from below, from the world of Asiya. Item 150, Kuf Nun. We have already explained the first two discernments of providence of concealment of the face. You should know that both are considered the world of Asiya. This is why it is written in the book, The Tree of Life, that the world of Asiya is mostly evil. And even the little good contained in it is mixed with evil and is unrecognizable. From the perspective of the first concealment, it follows that it is mostly bad, meaning the torments and the pains that those who receive this providence feel. And from the perspective of the double concealment, the good is mixed with the bad as well, and the good is completely indiscernible again. From the perspective of the first concealment, it follows that it is mostly bad, meaning the torments and the pains that those who receive this providence feel. And from the perspective of the double concealment, the good is mixed with the bad as well, and the good is completely indiscernible. The first discernment of revelation of the face is considered the world of Yetzirah. Hence, it is written in the book, The Tree of Life, that the world of Yetzirah is half good and half bad. This means that he who attains the first discernment of revelation of the face, which is the first form of conditional love, considered a mere repentance from fear, is called medium, and he is half unworthy, half worthy. The second discernment of love is also conditional, but there is no trace of any harm or detriment between them. Also, the third discernment of love is the first discernment of unconditional love. Both are regarded as the world of Bri'ah. Hence, it is written in the book, The Tree of Life, that the world of Bri'ah is mostly good, and only its minority is bad, and that minority of bad is indiscernible. This means that since the medium is awarded one mitzvah, he sentences himself to a scale of merit. And for this reason, he is considered mostly good, meaning the second discernment of love. The minute, indiscernible evil that exists in Bri'ah extends from the third discernment of love, which is unconditional. Also, he has already sentenced himself to a scale of merit, but he has not yet sentenced the whole world. Hence, a minority in him is bad, since this love is not yet considered eternal. However, this minority is indiscernible because he still did not feel any harm or detriment even towards others. The fourth discernment of love, the unconditional love, which is also eternal, is considered the world of Atzilut. This is the meaning of what is written in the tree, in the book, the Tree of Life, that in the world of Atzilut there is no evil whatsoever, and there evil shall not sojourn with thee. This is because after one has sentenced the entire world to a scale of merit, too, love is eternal, complete, and no concealment and cover will ever be conceived. This is so because there is the place of the absolute revelation of the face, as it is written, yet shall not thy teacher hide himself any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher. This is because now he knows all of the Creator's dealing with all the people as true providence that appears from his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad. Benzi, it is graded in our book. Once we had a commentary on the introduction of tests. How is it called? It's called the stages of spiritual attainment. There we have the charts and the tables, so you can see there, or in our site. Okay, so what can I say? We are talking about a desire only. One desire, which we have to correct. We correct it from the easier to the heavier. The desire itself is in the oppositeness of form from the light, the Creator, from bestowal. It is in order to receive, absolutely. And therefore, it is in a complete concealment. It starts correcting itself, so, in what it can. So, this is in the degrees of the world of Asiya. And of course, well, we're talking about transgressions, mistakes, a state of fear, which also stems from it's in order to receive, until it reaches in the world of Asiya, it is called mostly bad, meaning it cannot reveal. The light is so small yet, is so incapable yet of being independent and revealing his corrected state, that he sees in all his desires that all of them are either in the recognition of light, they're opposite from the light, or he doesn't feel even that. This is the state of the world of Asiya. In the world of Yetzirah, we say half bad, half good. He's already capable of determining himself, sentencing himself, and he starts acquiring the quality of bestowal. In the world of Bri'ah, he is mostly good, where he also corrects himself completely, because all the kelim are broken in the world of Bia, and only the world, meaning those kelim of his, where he doesn't feel himself, where he doesn't feel the world, they are uncorrected yet, and this he corrects them by rising to the world of Atzilut. So this is how we correct ourselves from a double concealment to a single concealment, revelation, and a complete revelation through four worlds, Yud, K, Vav, K, or Pades, doesn't matter how you call it. Everything stems from the position, from the relationship between the light and the broken kli. Yes, Leo. So again, I'm saying, I explained all that and I turned it into a chart. So you should, if you want to, you can look at it there and see all those things we wrote there. Yes. I'm asking because I know the book. An explanation is missing there. This is why I'm asking. When do we say that the revelation of spirituality starts from Yetzirah, and when do we say that the revelation of spirituality starts from Asiya?
There is revelation which is still in a form that one discovers, yet he can't take part actively, effectively. That's the world of Asiya, and a revelation where one can already correct oneself with understanding, demanding, participating. That's the world of Yetzirah. And the world of Briah is when one actually attains the roots by which he corrects himself. Direct connection with the Upper One. Begins to attain the head of the Upper One, but only towards himself, not towards the world. The world means the vessels of igulim, circles that he couldn't take care of before. So now he is integrated in a way that he actually corrects the world.
I'll ask it differently. Usually we say that the machsom is between this world and the world of Asiya. And here, according to his explanation, the machsom is in the world of Yetzirah. So, when is it like this or like that?
The truth is, look, it's not a matter of the worlds here. Well, it's easier for us to explain the machsom. Well, it depends on what do we refer to here. If we explain that from the machsom barrier upwards, you begin to have a sensation, an understanding of the program of correction, then this begins from the world of Asiya. If you're talking about the machsom in terms of already participating in conscious correction, that starts from Chazeh of Yetzirah. There, you no longer have a concealment over you in a sense that the bad looks as goodness to you as well. I don't want to go into this now. This will be, let's just long forward in a way that this can become a topic for our workshop in the coming months. You understand? And then we'll really delve into it, because right now, another word here or there will not make a difference. We're still not into it.
Uriel from the Elat group is asking, what is the one mitzvah that determines one to the scale of merit? What is that one mitzvah that we determine to the scale of merit?
Again, it depends on what states and levels we're talking about. The one mitzvah that by which I raise myself to the scale of merit is that I go by faith above reason in the current state. It could be just clarified as the greater importance of bestowal over reception. I'm being very cautious here of just providing words of the text, because otherwise it'll take away the deficiency. It's recommended to keep the deficiency.
What is good and what is bad in man's work?
It's all with respect to the goal. Bringing contentment to the Creator is called good. The opposite is called bad. That's the only way one measures himself, not his own states, attainments, or understanding and feeling. If he can be in the worst state, yet bring contentment from that state, that would be called the day of the Creator, or the good state.
Where does this system develop where he can come to such a decision or knowledge?
Within the person, within his desire. Where do we exist if not in the desire? Where is the world? It's all one desire. Yes.
The fact is that the person is not born in with that system. It develops in him.
It appears.
Appears in him. So where?
In his desire.
But even now he's inside a desire.
Yes, but it depends on how much of the desire of Ensof is you, how much of it you discover. How much is open? What's open to me? Out of the entire Malchut of Ein Sof, this one vast desire, and what's open to me now is only what I see as this world. I live in the desire which is revealed to me. What's revealed? I don't know what's revealed and what's concealed, but I live in the desire where I feel myself. That's where I have myself, the world, and everything else, and that's where I exist and live. Okay, let's continue. Guys, there's a lot of details here. You see how he locks everything up and keeps going. So, read what's written in that book, and if you have questions, we can go into that text and clarify it, but I don't think it's really the topic right now. What does the four worlds matter to me if I have this close goal in front of me that I need to focus on? I can start inflating myself with this whole complex of the four worlds when I don't even understand the first little degree of the first world. So be a little more realistic. That's what I don't want to touch upon this. The Parsa stands on Malchut of Asiyah or Chazeh of Yetzirah. It says this and it says that. So what? So what? What does it matter to me? So that I can talk about it in some lecture? What will it matter to anyone listening to this? Are we like the so-called Jerusalem Kabbalists, or we really want to attain what we're studying? So I don't want to hear about anything that is beyond what you can feel. If you ask, then only ask from your feeling. That is advancing correctly, not your intellect. And keep your intellect at home.
What is the purpose we should be focused on?
Again, you see, write it down in front of you. The center of the group, Malchut of Atzilut, Malchut of Ein Sof, Shechinta, doesn't matter. Write these thousands of words and look at them all the time. What are you asking? Come on, you see where you're going to?
This is exactly what I wanted to ask. In the recent days, I feel that this material in the last part of the lesson is pretty much intellectual and a bit boring. So how can I feel it from within?
Anything could seem that way to you. It's incorrect. It's a very vivid material. The introduction to Tess is so close, so emotional. That's your state right now. Wadamikam.
I left my intellect at home today, and I'm asking about love. He's talking about love here. He also talks about the name which is revealed from the name of the Creator, meaning the true providence which is revealed of His name, the good and benevolent to the righteous and the wicked. So, the good and benevolent, this is not love. This is equality.
But we feel it through the will to receive. What makes a baby say a mother is good or mother is bad? She loves me or not? According to the gifts, what he feels in his will to receive is our entire inspection, examination is in the will to receive. Even when I am in love, independent of my will to receive, that's above the suffering and what I feel in the will to receive. And above that, I feel love. Everything is measured according to the will to receive, inside or above it.
Meaning that from the moment mother doesn't give the baby something, he might think that she hates him.
True.
But there's a possibility that there's love and hatred altogether, regardless of she's giving or not, if she's giving or not giving.
No, you're bringing your intellect back from home. Let's keep going, please.
Item 151, Kufnun Aleph. Now you can also understand the discernment of the four worlds, Abiyah of Klipa, set opposite the Abiyah of Kedusha, as in, God hath made even the one as well as the other. This is because the chariot of the Klipot of Asiyah comes from the discernment of the concealed face in both its degrees. That chariot dominates to make men sentence everything to a scale of sin. And the world of Yetzirah of Klipa catches the scale of sin, which is not corrected in the world of Yetzirah of Kedusha, in its hands. Thus they dominate the medium which received from the world of Yetzirah by way of God hath made even the one as well as the other. The world of Briah of Klipa has the same power to cancel the conditional love, to cancel only the thing that love hangs on. That is, the imperfection in the love of the second discernment. And the world of Atzilut of Klipa is what captures in its hand that minority of evil whose existence in Briah is not apparent, due to the third discernment of love. And even though it is true love, by the force of the good who does good to the good and to the bad, which is considered Atzilut of Kedusha, still, because he has not been awarded sentencing the whole world to a scale of merit, the Klipa has the strength to fail the love with regard to providence over others.
So again, I don't want to, you know, we really insisted on this previously. We just have to understand that the broken desires that appear as the deficiencies that I have to overcome, this is the left line of Bia of Klipa. And correspondingly, I acquire the right line. Now, why are they called corresponding, one against the other? Because I have to be in both. None is eliminated until the final correction. What happens afterwards, we don't know. Until the final correction, both Klipa and Kedusha stabilize me. Nothing has disappeared. All the discernments, all the shatterings, all the worlds. When I correct the shattering, it doesn't mean that I fix the foundations that I rise above. These discernments remain broken. Correcting the worlds means correcting one's perception with respect to the evil, the shattering, the klipa, that which is not a klipa, it's actually kedusha. I correct myself, my relation to what appears. The Creator shows me, just like the father who shows me sour or happy faces, and the kid has to grow to be beyond the faces and relate to the father's heart. And using the faces, he only elevates himself, grows himself, builds his relation to be above his ego, his will to receive. That's how we act towards the actions that appear in Klipa and Kedusha. They don't change, they don't go away, they exist as two appearing forms, and on top of them I build my attitude to the Creator. And that's their whole purpose. This is why, well, from this, the Klipa of Atzilut is also in Briah, but this is not important for us now. I don't want to go into issues that are so far from what's ahead of us. It's just philosophizing. Yes.
But still, there's a very essential difference here from what you have previously described. At some point, I seemingly begin to control and manage. If till now I only used to react and discover, there is this point.
This is Ibur Yenika Mochin. We learn this also. It happens in each and every state.
So where is that point where it starts? What should happen for it to happen all of a sudden?
The intensity of the vessels that appear to that extent. What happens with a baby? It's born. Can it work with its hands and legs? No. Then only with the hands. Then also with the legs. Barasalam tells you, why can it start working the legs? Because now it has the mind to operate the legs, and that's why that intensity appears in the legs, because the mind is now capable of managing these actions. And at first, it just did actions sporadically or not at all. To the extent that you can have scrutiny, understanding, and examination, then more parts are added to your action. It all depends, therefore, on the light that appears. So you discover it gradually, and according to your level, it enters your coarser and coarser vessels to the point that you connect the head to the body and the body to the head, and you have a whole system so that you understand how to supervise and operate these desires, those desires, compare them, check them, and you have calculation. Until you have complete control of the head over the body, meaning thoughts over your desires, as long as it's opposite, as long as your belly decides for your head, then you're not allowed to be in spirituality. But it doesn't depend on your overcoming. It's the light that has to give you the power to overcome. It's not like you're like a macho, you know, like a really powerful man in this world. Some people think that they're going to now go by their own strength. No. I have to draw the light that reforms. Yes.
You're saying to speak from the emotion. We speak about the center of the group, and here he says, there's only one mitzvah to sentence everyone to the scale of merit. So what are we rewarded with?
Merit, the center connection.
And there I have to sentence everyone to the scale of merit, including what you tell me now or the next moment, even if it is to sit down.
True. So according to what you're saying, I'm supposed to tell you correct. So I'm telling you correctly. Yeah. I'm judging what you're saying to the scale of merit. Yeah. Yes, let Asher ask.
When do you know that this force comes to you either from your ego or from the upper force?
When you are not in control of the situation, and from the despair of your own strength, you cry and get help from above. It's not a one-time thing. It's you kind of get cooked, and then you feel that it comes from outside, that it awakens. Something new is formed in you. You haven't really, perhaps you made it happen through indirect actions, but not directly. It just kind of accumulates.
And you're going through these processes every time on different levels, in an awareness of consciousness, fall down and up, down and up, until you reach this point where you don't look at them as a descent anymore, rather as a continuation of something.
Right.
So in that state where you again feel, let's say, like a descent, but you know that this is for the purpose of an ascent.
Yes.
So it's like this force comes your way, and then you have it in your conscious, in your awareness, and you
right.
know that this is help
yes.
made against him.
Yes.
So again, the question. So when you're saying, no, this is the light that reforms, that does this for me. So you always bring this third force, you don't know where it comes from, how it works, and you ascribe it to something other than you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is how you cancel yourself, exit yourself.
Continue.